Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17. John has seen the risen Christ, seen him in all his glory, or at least had a glimpse of his glory. And in verse 17 of Revelation 1, we have John's reaction to this sight of the exalted Lord Jesus Christ. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Revelation 1:17. Now I think this is a very important verse, or part of a verse. Remember at the Last Supper, John leant back against Jesus' breast. You could not be more familiar than that, more friendly as it were, more devoted, more close, almost more equal, I might say. But the reality is found here. When John saw the exalted Christ, when he saw him after his death and resurrection and ascension, now saw him in vision about Patmos, John's reaction is not one, oh, here is a lovely buddy. Here's my buddy, Jesus, the mate, the pal, the bloke. Why do I say that? Because the impression I get of many evangelicals today, perhaps a growing number of evangelicals, is that they really do look upon Jesus as some kind of bloke or pal or mate or buddy. And in the academic world, how do they treat the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, they'll call him Jesus. They won't call him Christ. And they certainly won't call him Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. No, to the academic world, Christ is just a man. Like the Bible is just another book, Jesus is just another man. And sad to say, too many evangelicals are willing to play the academic game to get published and treat Jesus just as Jesus. No, I know in their hearts they don't. But my friend, it's got to be more than our hearts. When John saw Jesus, he said, I fell at his feet, openly confessing with reverence, overcome, overwhelmed with worship at the sight of this glorious, exalted Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, utterly undone. What the parallel is very clear. Isaiah 6, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, said Isaiah. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Depart from me, said Peter. Remember that? Luke 5 in verse 8. When he saw the miracle of Christ, what did he do? He said, Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man, O Lord. Isaiah 6, Luke 5. How about Luke 8, verse 25? The disciples were overcome with fear and amazement at the glories of Christ. How about Luke 10, verse 39? Mary fell at Jesus' feet and stayed there. And then the lady who anointed him, bathing his feet and drying them with her hair. How about Matthew 14, verse 33? When Jesus walked on the water, they received him into the boat and they worshipped him. How about Philippians 2, verses 10 to 11? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. John is humbled here. John is overcome here. He has this sense of reverence and awe and worship. The exalted Lord Jesus. Yes, he is the man Christ Jesus. Yes, he is the friend of sinners. Yes, he is all that. But he is also the Son of God. And when I saw him in all his glory, blazing fire, as brilliant as the sun, I fell at his feet as though dead. My preaching must give this sense of Christ. Unbeliever, yes, there is joy, there is happiness in the Lord Jesus. And you get invitation after invitation to come to him, pleading with you, inviting you to come and trust him and love him and know him and obey him and rest your soul upon him and so on. But you know, my preaching must not stop there. I must command you to come. I must insist that you come. It is your duty to come and repent and fall beneath him and before him. Give him kingly worship because he is the King of Kings and Lord of Life, Lord of Lords. You've got to be able to say, and mean it from your heart, King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Christ is not one of many. He is not in line with Muhammad and this and that and the other. Christ is all, and my preaching and my teaching must exalt Christ and lift him up so that sinners fall beneath him and before him and bow before him. One day, my friend, Philippians 2:10-11, your knee will bow. Yes, even you atheists like Richard Dawkins, one day your knee will bow, and your tongue will have to confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is truly Lord to the glory of God the Father. And believer, yes, he is our friend, but he is our King. He is our Lord. He is our sovereign. Let us fall beneath him and before him and give him all the glory, not unto me, not unto us, but unto thy name, O Lord, be the glory. Put not your trust in princes, exalt not men, but exalt the Lord Christ. He is worthy of all praise, and only he. Yes, we're looking at the seven churches. But the great matter of the seven churches is not the churches, nor the messengers of the churches. It is the Lord of the churches, the King of the churches, the Christ. It's not the Queen, you know, who's the head of the church. It's not the Pope. It's not the Watchtower. It's not the President. It's not the top man in the organization. It's not the man who runs the magazine. I'm not making any of that up. I can give you chapter and verse for all of those. These are the heads of the church. These are the governors of the church. No, they're not. King Jesus is. He is the sovereign Lord, and we must bow before him. Unbeliever, do it now. Believer, go on resting in this Savior as your friend, yes, but remember, he is the King. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Here's a hymn by Gerhard Terschieten, the German, translated by Catherine Winkworth. Conquering Prince and Lord of glory, Majesty enthroned in light, all the heavens are bowed before thee. Far beyond them spreads thy might. Shall not I fall at thy feet, and my heart with rapture beat? Now thy glory is displayed, thine ere yet the worlds were made. As I watch thee far ascending to the right hand of the throne, see the host before thee bending, praising thee in sweetest tone. Shall not I too at thy feet hear the angels' strain repeat, and rejoice that heaven doth ring with the triumph of my King? Power and spirit are overflowing, on me also be they poured, every hindrance overthrowing. Make thy foes thy footstool, Lord. Yea, let earth's remotest end to thy righteous scepter bend. Make thy way before thee plain, o'er all hearts and spirits reign. Lo, thy presence now is filling all thy church in every place. Fill my heart too, make me willing in this season of thy grace. Come, thou King of glory, come, deign to make my heart thy home. There abide and rule alone, as upon thy heavenly throne. Perhaps the best commentary on this, or at least one commentary, would be Psalm 2. I have set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. Kiss the Son while you're in the way, because you never know. His anger can flare up in a minute. Oh, Psalm 2 speaks of this. I, John says, I, when I saw Christ, I fell at his feet as though dead. May this little discourse encourage at least one poor sinner to fall before Christ and receive him as Lord and King and Saviour. And every believer who hears it, may our hearts be lifted up to worship the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord, Saviour, King, Messiah. All in all, Christ is all.